In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Dear brothers and sisters, unfortunately, I don't really have anything prepared for this first Friday. But let us remember the words of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque when he revealed his sacred heart to her. Behold the heart that has loved men so much and has been loved so little in return. And let us remember also our Lord's words in the Gospel, how he wishes he would set the world ablaze with that fire that he has, that fire that we contemplate in his sacred heart. That he said he had so much of that fire of love, it consumes him, it burns him, he wants to give it to the world. And one way in which he wanted to give it to the world, to save it from its sins, was giving us the first Friday's devotion, the nine first Fridays. And if we know the story of how our Lord wanted the King of France to have this image of the Sacred Heart on his standard, but the king in his pride didn't listen to our Lord, he only listened to him later on, it was too late. And then we had the terrible consequences of the French Revolution. But God wanted to give us another chance to save the world in the 20th century, when he wanted to give to us the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Also, if we contemplate an image of the Immaculate Heart, we see her heart with fire coming from it. The two hearts are one heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And there again, there was a request to consecrate Russia, and she also asked for the first five Saturdays devotion. But, not getting into arguments about the consecration of Russia, we haven't heeded Our Lady's request, because she had also asked that this devotion be spread, and we don't really see this devotion in the church. How many of our young people know about the Immaculate Heart of Mary? How many of our young people speak about the Immaculate Heart of Mary? So in many ways, this was the second chance, and we again failed to do what God requested. Is there a possible third chance in this time we're living in, when people speak of chastisements and punishment? It's most probable that we will receive a chastisement. But does God want to give us another chance through Saint Joseph, the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph? This could be a possible missing link, the heart of Jesus, the heart of Mary, and the heart of Saint Joseph. What we need to do is to spread this fire that Jesus wants to give us through a love of the faith. We are lacking this love for the faith, the love for the doctrine of the church, love for the liturgy. We are failing in this area, and many are being attracted to the Society of St. Pius X and other groups because they see in them this love for the liturgy, this love for the doctrine. And here they see as if we're asleep, we're tired. I'm not talking about gospel in particular, but generally the church is worldly. There's this lack of love for the truth, and this is also where we are failing. How can we have this love for the faith and pass it on to others, this love for the liturgy? One solution is a love for purity. Worldliness has entered the church. Worldliness has almost become part of the church's way of doing things, and worldliness will make us lose a lot of souls. Personally, I would recommend devotion to Saint Philomena, Virgin and Martyr, the miracle worker, to help purify our hearts, because faith is connected to purity, to chastity. Finally, in today's gospel, we heard about when Jesus cured the man by the probatic pool, Bethsaida. There was an angel that would move the waters. And it's interesting that this gospel is read on the feast day of Saint Raphael the Archangel. The scripture doesn't specifically say that the angel who moved the water was Saint Raphael the Archangel, but it's obvious that if the church is choosing this on his feast day, and Saint Raphael is the angel of healing, we can make that connection. What does Saint Raphael have to offer to us in our devotion to the Sacred Heart? Saint Raphael is one of the seven spirits close to the throne of God. God is love. And we spoke about the fire coming from the heart of Jesus. And in the book of Tobit, I'd recommend, if anyone hasn't read the book of Tobit before, it's a very short book, and this is the year dedicated to the Word of God, read about the Archangel Saint Raphael. He was the one who, in many ways, did an exorcism. He liberated Sarah from the demon. The church needs this liberation from worldliness to be able to love the faith, to love the doctrine, to love the liturgy, to love the Eucharist, to love the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let us also invoke the archangels, Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint Raphael, to help restore the faith. And that fire that the Sacred Heart of Jesus wants to give to the world, he can give it also through his angels. So let us pray to Saint Raphael the Archangel to help us have this faith and to liberate the church from this worldliness. We pray also to Saint Joseph that his most chaste heart may implore divine mercy to give us another chance to put into practice what God has asked us. And then we can see the three hearts together as one and hope for better times to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.